have fun for you here. Danny, why don't you tell how you went about acquiring your newest toy and why you did that?
I don't want to give away the real reason why I did it, because I don't want this public, very public prank to come back on me that hasn't yet been executed.
Right.
But we found an auxiliary use for it up at the ticket. And
yes,
what I'm speaking of is an $18 ordered from Amazon Prime plastic remote-controlled fart machine.
So stupid.
No, it's not.
No, it's great, but it's stupid in theory.
Is it?
So you brought it up a couple weeks ago.
Gas.
And I brought it up like 3 days ago.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, but you bought it a couple weeks
ago. Yeah, I've been holding on to this.
Yeah. And you brought it up, and our idea was to get the traffic girls.
Mm-hmm.
And we would do this by Danny taping the fart machine to the bottom of a chair that was next to where the traffic girls sit. Now, Becca, of course, she's out on maternity leave. And
she's probably having an easy enough time of that on her own these days without any help.
I'm glad you're admitting that. And
well, I mean, you've seen it firsthand.
Oh, of
don't
course
act like
I have.
You don't know.
No, I know. I know full well. And then so we have a couple of gals that are helping Becca out. Crystal is there in the morning, and then Christina is there in the afternoon. So they have split the shifts up. And so Danny taped the machine to the chair. This was 2 days ago,
mm-hmm,
next to where Christina sat. And I had it's actually remote control operated. So stupid. But all you got to do is click a button.
Yep.
That's all you got to do. And the farts will sound quite loud. This thing has like a speaker system too.
Yeah, this is the new improved model.
It's not your grandfather's fart machine.
No. This is the portable model that you can travel with.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Mike, you want to pay attention over here?
I am.
What are you doing?
I am.
You're looking at photographs.
All right, I'm listening, though. Go ahead. I'm on this, okay?
T-Bar, I'm going to have to ask you to take your toys elsewhere.
Repeat everything that we just said.
You were describing the mechanism of taping the fart machine.
Yeah, like 5 minutes ago.
And then telling who is going to be pranked by this, the traffic girls.
Okay, you're doing good.
Yes, I'm on this. I've heard everything you've said. Now get on.
God. It's just hard when you're staring at a book.
I'm hearing everything you're saying, Corby.
Come on, eye contact, guys. You know how this works.
Well, anyway, so Christina, the goal was to get her in there, because she shows up about 2 or 3 minutes before she does her traffic report. So we'll get her in there, and then we'll fire off a couple of innocuous ones.
Well, you're just kind of making fake casual conversation.
Yeah, totally, yeah. And while we're doing that, in the context of that, we'd fire a few off. So which one would we do first? Because the morning show did it to Crystal, and then we did it to Christina as well.
Let's do the morning show last, because I want to hear. We've already lived the first one.
We know ours.
Yeah,
so let's
save
the
one
for
that,
last.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So we did that. Christina walks in, and I start some BS fake conversation. Now, I recorded this on my phone, and I almost wish I would have put the phone a little bit closer to the chair, but you could clearly hear the farting going on and Christina going, oh, my God. So this is how it went down.
So what was the ticket representation at his show the other night?
Me, Mina was there, Riley, and Crystal showed up later. And who else was there, Mike? Is that him?
Yeah, I think that was about it.
Yeah.
Did the sea cow make it?
No. Was he going?
I heard he was. You all right?
The hell? Who was that? That wasn't me.
What? It wasn't me.
Jesus, it wasn't me. It was you.
That was not me. That was them, wasn't it?
Them?
How do they do that?
I don't know. Okay, that's not even funny.
God.
It's.
I didn't even think you could do that.
That's not me.
Maybe it's because you're sick.
I hate y'all. That's not me.
God. Gotta get that looked at.
All right, pause it there.
You might need to get that looked at.
Get what looked at?
I don't know.
Mike's acting is great. Jeez.
Oh, my Lord. The best part is, though, is that she really was sick. Like, she'd come in earlier that day and was like, I don't feel right. This is awful. Yeah.
Okay, well, I was saying that. Might need to get that looked at.
Right. Rectus.
All right, it continues.
Whatever.
Jesus!
How are you doing that? Seriously?
I'm not doing anything! I'm not doing a damn thing! You're sick.
Are you recording this right now?
No, I'm not recording anything!
You better hit dog in a box.
Huh?
You better hit dog in a box.
Yeah, I know.
A little bitty one.
Oh my God.
Oh man. I'm sorry about your problems.
Fine. I'm gonna get it fixed.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Now what?
Seriously, is that Dana's thing?
I really don't know if they're doing what they're doing in there. They're not looking at us, so.
Are you doing it?
No, I'm not.
You're seriously not doing anything?
No, no. And why? I'm looking in there to see if they're doing anything, but I'm not getting any response.
You're so doing that, Corby.
I am not doing it. I am not doing it. That is your bottom.
That is not my bottom.
Well, it's coming from...
There's a lot of standstills in Dallas County.
So now here comes her traffic report.
Now, nobody's hearing this. This is off the air, but her traffic report is live, so you can hear this going on during her report, and Twitter went crazy.
And Christina's got one headphone on one side and one open, so she can hear everything.
Stars.com in Frisco. A crash 30 eastbound at Carroll Avenue in two left lanes. You're stacked for an hour from Hampton. This is also causing major delays on the 35 East Southbound back to Regal Row. If you can make it to Commerce Street, it's the best alternate. I hate y'all so much. There's an accident. Kirby has an issue in the studio. An accident 635.
You're the one who's sick.
It's not me.
Whatever.
An accident 635 eastbound at Plano Road just cleared. Traffic is still trying to recover from the Dallas Parkway. Go to the bathroom, Corby! God! I hate y'all so much. 45 northbound. This is serious, y'all.
Go ahead.
45 northbound is closed at I-20 because of an earlier accident with an 18-wheeler. I don't either, but hey. Anyway, Fort Worth, you have no right lane from Iraq. East Loop 820 southbound at 287. Denton, Collin County, you're all good. Apparently, I need to go to the bathroom. So, for Deep Allen Brewing Company, Sour Blonde Ale Play Date, I'm Christina Ray with a ticket. Stick it up your tailpipe traffic.
Oh, my God. Man, you were just volume.
Yeah,
high volume.
Hit that thing fast enough.
Firing those suckers off.
I'm hitting it so fast, it can't be keeping up with the, like, the signal can't be going out to the machine fast enough.
Exactly.
Oh, that was great.
Oh, that makes me cry.
I know. So then the morning show did it to, we set it up for them too, same exact thing. And we set it up for Crystal, and Craig was in there. Okay, now Gordon's in here right
now. Junior.
Yeah.
Junior.
Hey, Craig. Mm. Craig.
Put on the headset.
Sit down.
They're playing the Crystal audio.
Yeah, so we're getting ready to play the Crystal audio. We just played Christina. Did you listen to Christina, the audio I sent you?
No.
Oh, I emailed it to you. I really appreciate it.
You emailed it to me?
Yeah.
I never got it.
Junior Miller, do you not check that anymore?
I do, but I never got it.
You don't check June's at Cool Link anymore?
Okay.
What?
No, my new address is awipe@gmail.com. So send it there.
Mino,
no, I really didn't get it.
Didn't I send both of you that link, Mino?
Yeah, I got it.
Didn't I copy Craig?
Yes.
Son of a bitch.
Anyway.
you need to look harder. We're friends.
Okay.
Okay, so we set the same thing up with Craig and George and Crystal, and you were holding the remote, right?
I was.
Okay, was that not exciting and exhilarating?
I loved it. It was the best thing I've ever done.
Second question, where is it?
It's in my mailbox.
Okay, good.
So Crystal is in there, and same gag, you guys pull her in, and then you slowly get to the farting.
Mm. Any update on Becca?
Cheap.
I texted her the other day at 11 mornings. Buddy passed away, so she sent him a text. But I don't even know when the hell she's coming back. Feels like I've been here forever.
The standard maternity leave.
Ugh, I gotta mentally prepare myself to... What the hell was that?
What's that?
What was that?
Was I hearing something? There's like a weird noise in my headphone or something. Okay, that's that damn fart machine that Danny has.
All right, stop it right there.
What do you mean?
How did she know that?
How did Christina know, too?
Because they're smart and that thing sounds fake.
I know, but Danny's.
They both said it, Corby.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how they knew it was Danny's.
Is that Danny's machine?
Were you bragging about it on Facebook or
never,
something like that?
No.
Yeah, you opened up a Facebook account so you could brag about
that. Yeah, I followed the Twitter account at Danny's Fart Machine.
There'll be a Twitter account by the name of that in about 5 minutes.
All right, go on.
I can hear the fart machine.
That's a machine, or is...
I thought you...
It sounded like you were...
Sounded like you.
No, it's the
machine. Danny is... I don't follow.
Unless I'm hearing things. Am I going crazy?
I've heard problems. Something, but I don't want to...
Problems?
It's all right if you're having problems.
Yeah.
Should we leave?
Should we leave?
You need a change of clothes over there.
Oh.
This is awkward. No.
Yeah.
Do you need us to do traffic?
You guys are going to make me laugh.
Sounds like you're having a tough time.
Oh, God. Who is controlling that?
Controlling what?
Stop.
Sounds like nobody's controlling what's happening.
Someone is controlling the fart machine.
Okay. I'm
calling for body.
Fart machine. Against God.
No, it's coming from her.
I was warned of this fart machine.
By who?
A little leprechaun.
I want to see the leprechaun.
I want to know where the gold's at.
You know what? I think it's Saroy.
A few delays in Dallas County. This report is service of CrestCars.com of Frisco. Dallas, the Bush Turnpike westbound at Frankfort, the left lane is blocked from an accident. Backups are to the Dallas North Tollway. In Irving, 114 westbound at Esters, there's reports of an accident causing delays past Beltline. Tarrant County, Arlington, there's a crash 360 southbound just after Trinity Boulevard. There's a fart machine in here. What the hell?
Four
still 20 eastbound at Highway 287. An accident still blocks the left lane. It's very heavy back from 35W.
Sounds like you're having some issues.
I'm not. I'm really not. Traffic is brought to you by CC's. Now at CC's, take your taste buds on a ride with three new pizzas: Kansas City pulled pork barbecue, Santa Fe chicken, and the Philly cheesesteak. All three part of the unlimited buffet for just five and change. Available for a limited time. For Deep Ellum Brewing Company's Sour Blonde Ale Play Date, I'm Crystal with the ticket sticking up your tailpipe traffic.
You need to go change clothing.
You can really hear them.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like the P1s are listening and they don't know what's going on.
Right.
And she just busts into the middle of her traffic report declaring that...
There's a fart machine.
Yes. So shocking. As people were taking their clergy to work.
Right. They're trying to figure out how to navigate their way to work, and there's a fart machine in here. What?
Gross. So gross.
All right, we're 80.
That's fun.
I come into the studio, and I tell all these guys a story. Now, in the meantime, Barbie gone back. She goes, I go, what'd you type in? and she finds what she actually typed in, does it again.
Yeah,
to make sure that it was the porn, and that was it. So it popped up again.
Yeah, I was just, the reason I went back was not because I wanted to look at it again, because I wanted to thought, okay, is this on my computer? Do I have a virus? Has somebody been sitting here looking at it? Am I going to get in trouble for it?
Right.
I just wanted to make sure not to go there again.
So I come into the studio, and I'm telling Danny this, and we're getting a chuckle out of it. And then I said, oh, here's a good idea.
What?
Why don't we pull a prank on Barb?
Are you freaking kidding me? You jerks.
And let's not only pull a prank, but let's get IT and our boss involved.
That is not funny.
Yeah, it is.
Barb, don't you feel better now?
In this business, at this time, it is not fun to get called into the office and have them, I need to talk to you for a moment. Can you shut the door?
Yeah, it's too bad, isn't it?
That is not very nice.
Aren't you happy, though, that now that you found out that it's fake?
I was shaking. I was like, oh, my God, I have to call my husband.
All right, hang on, Barb. Hang on. So I sent Jeff an email, our boss, Jeff Catlin.
The cat.
Yes.
The hated cat.
He needs refresher courses in HR.
I said, okay, here's the setup for this afternoon when you speak to Barb, because he called you in the office when you showed up at work, right?
Yes.
I said that IT caught a red flag website from her computer at approximately 4 p.m. on Monday.
You have no idea what that means.
It was a pornographic site that contained very shocking images. Explain how extremely serious this is. She'll explain her way out of this by saying she typed in a wrong website, which is fine. She will mention me, Corby. I guarantee it. Ask her if you and Corby were looking at porn together.
Yes, he did say that. He asked me on numerous times, did Corby make you do this?
Just tell her you have to follow company procedure when something like this occurs. You then break out a standard questionnaire that applies to all red flag violators.
Did you make up the questions he asked me?
Yep.
They're all right here.
You know, I was so nervous when I went in there. I was like, no, yes, sir, no. I just shot off everything. And then after I got out, I was like, why is he asking? That's stuff that's probably not appropriate to ask if it's a real
it's not appropriate
not at
all.
And who did you come to right away? Me.
I went to you because I didn't want you to get in trouble.
She's like, do you got my back on this? You remember what happened, right? Right? Will you go in there and explain that it was just all a mistake and I didn't mean to do that?
Well,
no, and then she goes, you know what? The IP department picked up.
The IP?
What's it called?
IT.
Oh. The thing that I got nervous about because I said, and I went right back to the site just to make sure. And then I thought, when I sat at my desk, I thought, my God, I didn't go right back. It took like 20 minutes before I went back. And then I went back and asked him, is this on my permanent record I made? Our promotions person stepped out of the room so I could talk to him because I didn't want it to be on my permanent record.
Oh, Barbie. See, it's all fun now.
And
it's
he
all
said,
clean.
I have your file. I go, but is it in my file? He goes, don't worry. I've got your file. It's all taken care of. I said, but is it in my file? And I really wanted to go down and say, these questions should not have been asked.
Jeff is such a jerk. Okay, so here is the audio with Barb.
Oh, my gosh. You taped it?
Of course.
It's against law.
Too bad.
Sue him.
Yeah.
Oh.
See how well that worked out for Falwell?
You can hear my voice probably quivering. I was so freaking nervous.
All right, let's hear the audio.
Here's Barb and Jeff.
Stressing, all right, here's the deal. I don't know what happened, but every week since I'm the operations manager now, I get an IT report from IT about internet usage in here. Was there some problem on Monday where you had porn on the computer?
Yeah.
Or okay.
It was an accident.
Okay.
I was like, oh my God. I told Corby right when it happened. I was like, oh my, I was trying to type in Facebook, and I typed in F-A-C-B-E-O-O-K, and I was like, oh crap.
Like a typo?
Yeah, and so I went back to try to find out where that came from, and when I went back in, I saw it, I was like, oh, crap.
Okay, yeah, because what happens is the IT department at corporate, they can look at it, they look at all the internet reports, and they see the sites, and things get red flagged, and then they have to send a report out to the different supervisors and department heads.
Okay.
And it's terribly uncomfortable for you, and it's terribly uncomfortable for me, because we don't have a human resources director,
right,
as you know, anymore, but I have to ask, there's standard questions that I have to ask about the usage, and then I have to report back to them,
okay,
just to let them know that it was an accident, and there's
standard
not a problem,
questions,
and that you don't need help, and all those kind of things. So the question, first of all, were you knowingly looking at internet porn on a work computer?
No.
Okay. Okay, so you weren't viewing any pornographic images while you're on the job?
No.
Do you go to pornographic websites at work?
Never. Well, it was an accident yesterday.
Right.
No.
Right. Okay. Are you addicted to pornography?
No, I'm very against it. You
addicted? I'm sorry.
I'm so embarrassed.
But I am embarrassed, too, and this is uncomfortable. I'm telling you. I don't like to deal with this, but you and Corby didn't have some plan where you guys were going to look at pornography together.
Together?
I was sitting at my desk, and I was like, Facebook, and I was like, oh, my God. I go, oh, my gosh, I just looked at porn. And Corby was right there, and he started laughing. I was like, crap, how did I do that? So yeah. I went back in to look. To see what I typed,
she explains
I
herself like 100 times.
What it was, okay. And it shot up again. I was like, oh my God.
Okay.
I even have proof because I wrote on my Facebook, don't type F-A-C-B-E
okay.
on here.
Well, that's fine. And like I said, all I have to do now is I'm just following company procedure so okay. that I can go back and say, yes, I've asked these questions and no, it looks like, you know, it's just basically a standard questionnaire. So you're not addicted to porn.
No, I never looked at it in my life except on an accident or whatever.
Okay, so you don't like download it or go to it like 50 times a day. There's like a standard if you know those questionnaires that you get like if you're an AA, they say, well, if you have more than so many drinks per day or if you try to hide your drinking or
on
whatever.
My own ever gone to a porn site in my life. Okay. Except when I worked at Fox Mornings, we had to go look at something for a store.
So you've never been employed by any kind of adult business or pornographic
not a
site?
Stripper, no. I was going to
say.
Sex calls. Huh?
Okay, all right. And you've never, like, had any kind of weird addictions or sexual problems or issues or nymphomania or anything?
No.
Bestiality?
Are you serious? You have to ask these questions?
And necrophilia.
I don't even know what necrophilia is.
It's sex with a dead person.
Oh, no.
So none of those things?
No.
Okay. So that's what I needed to know. I know. I'm sorry.
You know, I got scared because I told her, I was like, am I going to get in trouble? Because that's never popped up before. And I was going to call Nancy because I know that our computer hooked up to our...
Oh, Nancy Johnson?
Yeah, because I was like, should I report this? Because I remember...
Wait for it.
I think like 4 or 5 years ago when it was the Big Bun Morning Show, I was in there and it did the same thing. Like I was like, oh, crap, I just got porn.
I mean, what I think I said on this report, too, is like all these little pop-up windows came popping up, and so that's what they're...
I know. I was like, oh, I was trying to pop... it was horrible. I was like, oh, my God, I can't get rid of it.
Right.
So now I'm thinking I'm going to start getting... porn now on my
well if you do get any kind of pornographic stuff just report it to me, just send me a quick email and I'll send it to the ID department and say okay this is what happened or whatever. So
I'm
they
so
don't
embarrassed. I'm so
I know,
sorry.
I'm embarrassed too. No, it's okay.
No, I don't, I'm not into bestiality. Even though they did say no, that's not bestiality. What is it?
Listen.
That thing that they always play me saying about you're having on Orbeez, but they play the sound bite all the time.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Well, it's the thing about sex poop.
Oh, that's like,
hot
I don't know
Carl.
What that's called. Yeah, yeah,
hot
yeah, yeah.
See,
that's not bestiality.
Hot Carl thing.
I don't think so.
Hot Carl.
Thank you.
Thanks,
yes, please.
Please? Okay, great. Thanks.
Sex poop.
Sex poop.
Are you into bestiality? Now, the question I had on here was, have you ever had relations with a farm animal? But I guess he was too scared to ask that.
Oh, my gosh.
How could you think that was serious?
I
mean, he's asking you about necrophilia.
I was so nervous because he made me shut the door, and I was nervous, and I just wanted to get it all out and explain myself. And then when I sat back at my desk, I thought, I can't believe that they would ask me those questions. And then y'all said you were going to talk about swingers. And I'm like, why am I getting in trouble?
We can do whatever we want.
Feed brought to you by...
Uh-oh.
Damn.
That's ridiculous.
Here is today's congenital host... Cobra.
Thank you very much. I think we all fear in some way, no matter how much we respect or love our dad or mom, if you're a girl.
Or not.
Yeah.
I don't want to make this about me. You go ahead.
Sorry, little buddy. See what I did there? We're going to have another meeting with him after work.
You set him off.
Tell him it's okay. That parents aren't that important. So we all fear
it's
that
all right, little buddy, we love you too.
That eventually we're going to turn into them in some way. And my dad, God love him, good guy, awesome dude.
You could do a lot worse.
Yeah, I could do a lot worse.
By turning into Charlie.
Yeah, I could. But Charlie, when I was a kid, was the most accident-prone human being on the planet. Everything he did, he got hurt in some way. And I remember as a little kid going to watch him play. He played like adult soccer. And he was probably late 30s. Yeah.
Your pop played soccer?
Oh, yeah. And he was a goalie. And he was good. And
soccer when I was a kid.
Yeah. Yeah, this was in probably the mid to late 70s. He was on an adult league soccer team. And we would go watch him play and stuff somewhere in Arlington. I don't freaking know. But there was a time when he went diving for the ball. And a shot was, I think it may have been a penalty kick. And the ball was going in the corner of the net. And he didn't realize where he was, as so many of us don't often do.
Yes, that's for another episode.
Oh, yes.
And he smashed his face, the front of his face, into the post and broke his nose. And it was just a mess. And that was like the first time I remember my dad getting hurt. And then...
Did it make you sad?
Yeah. Then there was the time when he and my mom took us skiing as little kids. And
let's go back. What did he do about this? Did he stand out there and keep playing, or did he come out of the game and get it fixed or what?
No, I think that there was a lot of blood and stuff, and I think that we went straight to the emergency room for pops.
All right.
There was a time we went skiing, and I see when you get hurt up on the mountain, you'll see that if you're not able to ski down, they bring up this little, I don't know what you call it. I mean, it's like a gurney almost.
Yeah.
That's on skis. Sled. Yeah. And I see this guy coming down. I'm like, that looks like my dad. And I'm like 10 years old. And then right then, one of his friends skis over to me, and he was like, I don't mean to warn you, but your dad's being rushed to Denver. I'm like, what? And he had fallen and screwed up his knee, and the pole flew up and literally split his lip up to his nose. Yeah.
No?
Oh, yeah. But that's just two examples of how my dad constantly was hurting himself in whatever way. You know, he'd be taking a jog and fall off the curb and just stupid stuff.
With soccer and skiing.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Well, I've kind of become not that advanced as far as my accidents go, but I'm starting to feel that way. Just little things like shutting my hand in doors, just stupid ass stuff that my dad always used to do. And the latest example was last night, and the most comedic of all of them was last night.
Gets fisted into the hole.
No, Buzz. I'll let you know when I do get fisted into the hole, though.
In a baseball game.
Right.
Right.
As it's 10 o'clock at night, and it's time for me to take the dogs out on a little stroll, as I do every night. And this is where I have my interactions with neighbors and wildlife, as I've told you guys about on many accounts.
One encounter with wildlife documented on film.
That's right.
With the possum.
That's right. The evil Lake Highlands possum.
Yes.
That lived in the tree.
Hey, hey! Hey, hey!
So we're walking back. We walked up to the easement, probably, you know, about a half mile away from my house, and we're walking back, and I'm just chilling out, and I'm getting pretty close to our house. And so across the street from our house, there's this floodplain where there's no homes or anything. It's just a bunch of trees. And it's a floodplain.
It's a forest.
So?
It's a lush green forest.
Right. And as I'm walking on the curb, and I have one dog on a leash, and the other dog, Buddy, I don't need to walk him on a leash. He's old, and he follows right behind me, and he's a good dog. Thanks, Buddy.
You bet.
And he talks.
Yeah, he does. Gotta be great if he did. So I'm walking. And as I'm walking, again, it's 10 o'clock at night, so it's dark. And I hear something down in the floodplain, which is not too atypical. I mean, there's raccoons and armadillos and possums and all kinds of stuff that are down there. And I hear something kind of rustling down, and my dogs kind of, you know, stand up at attention. Well, then I see literally 10 yards in front of me that a coyote had walked up the floodplain and was standing on the curb right in front of me. Okay?
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
It's about as close as I've come to one of them.
Uh-oh.
I was like, whoa. And it just turned and is staring at us, and both my dogs stopped. All right? So I got the one dog on the leash. This is the young dog. And she is a hunter by nature. Anything that moves, she chases. It's a very stereotypical dog in that nature.
Mm-hmm.
So she is two. I have her in my right hand. The leash is in my right hand. The dog is to my right as well. She sees that coyote. And the thing is, when dogs, especially if they're around these animals quite a bit, the smell of a coyote is incredibly distinct for dogs. And so, and I should have noticed this, but whenever we heard the rustling, I could tell that both dogs, their noses go up in the air. And they can, and they're kind of looking up in the sky and they can smell what that is. And she's had run-ins with the coyotes before when she's been off her leash running around chasing them and stuff like that.
Do they fear the dog?
No, they're about the same size.
Fear the coyote.
They're about the same size. But as we've discussed before, if they do get into a brawl, mm-hmm. I'm going to take the animal that it doesn't lay on a down
comforter.
Bed. Yes. Every single night and is fed hamburgers and the like. I'm going to take the animal that lives
on the streets.
Yes, the
on
one
the
that
street,
has to rough it.
In the wild, hunts its own food, sleeps in a pile of sticks, survives freezes, heat waves, floods, everything. That's what those animals do. They're survivors. So she kind of, my dog, backs up behind me when she sees that coyote.
Mm-hmm.
And then the coyote slowly starts to walk across the street. Well, I'm not moving. Well, as she walks behind me, she then gets behind me and goes to my left. All right? So the leash gets wrapped around my legs. And she hauls ass after the coyote. And I mean, she's about a 50-pound dog. And all the force of a 50-pound dog going forward with a leash wrapped around your shins.
You got clipped.
Oh, I got clipped. So my legs fly out from underneath me. I fall flat on my back.
Ooh, did you knock the wind out of yourself?
Onto the street. Now, here's to make matters worse. I'm on the sidewalk. There's a curb. You know, it's just a typical sidewalk. So I'm at the part of the sidewalk where beneath me is the storm drain, where all the water runs off.
Mm-hmm.
And so right where I get clipped, it's slanted going down into the storm drain, and it's a much more severe drop. It's about a foot farther drop.
Yeah.
And I roll down, heading toward the storm drain, now with the leash completely wrapped around my legs and the dog pulling me. I land on my back and in my head and completely threw my back out, man. I mean, 100%. Meanwhile, as the dog is pulling me and I'm reaching for the leash trying to pull her back because she doesn't give a damn and doesn't know what she's doing. She's just yanking. And so I'm trying to pull her back, and as I do, I notice that I reach at my left, and mm-hmm. my wallet was gone. It had fallen out of my pocket.
Into the storm drain. Right.
And I look behind me, and there goes the phone sliding down, both of them, into the storm drain. And I just hear this click, click, as they both hit the bottom of the storm drain.
Uh-oh.
At that point,
my back is thrown out. I'm pretty sure I got a diarrhea. I'm just like, laying there. I had
diarrhea.
The biggest cut on my heel. I was wearing flip-flops, which was probably the wrong choice
of
footwear.
That's the only footwear you own.
It is. It's comfortable.
You're pretty sure you got a diarrhea?
I had diarrhea.
Did you look in the back of your pants and find a poo-poo?
And finally, I get the situation under control. The coyote's long gone. I am laying there, though. My back hurts. I mean, think about this. You get completely sideswiped.
I hear you.
And you fall down.
All the way to your body.
All the way. Yes.
I can't believe you didn't knock the wind out of you.
Flat on your back. I think I did. I was in such a panic of trying to get the dog.
And the phone.
And then my phone.
Diarrhea.
Which I'm like, oh, God, this is just so ridiculous.
Diarrhea.
diarrhea, Norm. And I come to, I can't get down there. There's no way to get in the storm drain. Right. Unless you pull the manhole cover off. Sure. And you can't pull the manhole cover off unless you have a manhole tool.
I have one. You should have called me.
Why do you have a manhole tool?
I got a lot of weird stuff at the house.
That sounds sexual. Here, put the manhole tool over here. So I go home. I've got crap all over me. I'm bleeding. I can barely walk. I walk in. My wife turns to me and she goes, "What just happened?" So I tell her the story. She's crying laughing, like literally, like crying, because it is funny to hear the story. And then it's a matter of going back to the storm drain to retrieve my wallet and phone. And
can you see them?
No, I can't see them. Not at all. But I know they're down there.
Like, you're talking about the gutter. Like, in the gutter.
In, yes. Okay. I mean, sliding all the way down, 6-foot drop mm-hmm. down in there. This is where all the runoff takes place. Oh, yeah. Water leaves
okay.
everything.
Gotcha.
Yes.
So it's not like a grate where you can look into the grate and see your possessions.
No, it's a gutter.
Okay, gotcha.
So you can't slide down through there. You have to take the manhole cover off.
Okay.
So I come back with a big crowbar, can't get the manhole cover off. Then I'm so tired that I got to get my car to drive down, and I have like a couple of different gardening tools.
What kind of time elapse do we have by now? How long has this taken?
An hour.
Okay.
And I finally figure out with the some garden shears, I stick it in that tiny little hole. And then I'm just trying to maneuver it to get that stupid manhole cover off. And I finally pull it off where I can get my hands underneath it and pull the thing off. And by this time, my car is parked, the lights are on, and one of my neighbors pulls up.
Right.
And he goes, "Is your dog in there?" I'm like, "No, it's my wallet and my phone." And I'm trying to tell him the story. And I go, "Man," and I'm looking down there. I grabbed a flashlight, and I'm looking down there, and I see the stuff.
Yeah.
Well, then I'm thinking,
what else is down there?
Well, no, I'm like, can I get down there? Can I just crawl through there and be okay? And it turns out that it's about 7 feet down there.
You're kidding.
No.
Your crap 7 feet down?
Yes. And he goes, "Let me help you down there, man."
Oh, my God. You had to get in the sewer.
I know. I go, "Do I need a ladder?" And he goes, "Man, I think I'll be able to pull you out of there." And so I get down there. And he's got the flashlight, and I can't see. I'm holding myself up, you know, trying to maneuver it. And he's like, another foot, you're almost there. And I just drop down there and walk over there and get my stuff. And then he ends up pulling me back up. I've got blood everywhere.
Was it scary being in the sewer?
No, I don't.
Did you run into a chud?
No, I did not run into a cannibalistic humanoid underground dweller, Danny. Thankfully, I didn't, right? That would have been the end of me right there. But it was just all such, I just had visions of my head of my dad and how stupid that must, if somebody would have caught video of that, of the whole thing transpire, they would be a millionaire.
There's how did your neighbor pull you up out of there?
Well, I was able to jump up through the manhole and then secure my arms up there, and then he helped hoist me up from there.
Did it stink in the manhole?
It didn't smell good, but he did tell me, he goes, "Dude, you're going to need a shower."
Because that's where the dew goes, right?
No, it's not a sewer line. It's not where sewer runs. I mean, they're making...
Yeah, it's just rainwater.
Yeah, it's okay. Just runoff from the
street. But, I mean, could you have, like, walked to another manhole cover and popped out in somebody else's yard? Like, just walked through
No,
there?
I wasn't in, like, the sewer system itself. It wasn't like Andy Dufresne.
That's
No,
all...
this was like an individual thing, okay. and then the water goes further down. Maybe I could have. I just wanted out of there.
I'm fascinated by the manhole.
I just wanted completely out of there.
Aren't you?
God, I wish that was clean.
But aren't you? Don't you want to know what's going on down there?
No, I've never had too much curiosity about that.
You don't want to go down there, man.
The manhole.
Was your phone
holes.
Wet?
No, it wasn't, because it hadn't rained in so long.
That's true.
You know, everything was dry down there. There were just leaves and stuff. I thought I was going to run into snakes, though. That's the thing that scared me the worst. Which I didn't.
Like a king cobra?
Yeah. I would have met my namesake down there.
Boy.
Ha!
Would have been just like you to drop that stuff down there and not be able to get it back.
Oh, and not be able to get out.
Yeah.
Man, how great would that have been if you were on the news and they had to have like a crane or the fire truck. And
crane.
You're like baby
yes,
Jessica.
Yes, a noted Dallas radio personality has disappeared.
It would have been awesome. But this is the extent of the damage. I mean, like, my phone is cracked.
Yeah, here's J.D. Miles out there to cover it.
You can barely even tell. My phone survived like a 7-foot spill down a storm drain. Pretty awesome.
As your phones go, this is in pretty reasonable shape.
I know. It's unreal. All right, we got to go. It's interesting because I don't know anything about Willie Colon. I don't know him from Adam.
Don't care.
No, I really don't care. But he got mad at me. Willie did.
He didn't like this line of questioning?
At the end, he got a little upset by it. Now, the only thing you need to know about this before going into it is that the last name of the fullback for Green Bay, his name is Kuhn.
Yes, John Kuhn.
K-U-H-N.
Right.
E?
No, just K-U-H-N. Just
okay.
Plain Kuhn. So here...
And that's what Packer fans chant whenever he does something.
And don't kid yourself. They get a kick out of that. Okay, go ahead.
Number college.
Willie Colon, number 74, Hofstra University.
Hofstra, cool.
What's up?
Okay, these are things that you would do to actually win a Super Bowl, okay?
Okay.
All right, you tell me whether you go along with it or not. All right, to win a Super Bowl, would you poop your pants in the second quarter and not change them for the rest of the game?
Yes.
You would?
Yes.
No one would be bothered by that at all?
No. I mean, if it's to win the game, yeah. Okay. If that was going to guarantee me a win, yes, I would.
Okay. Have Mike Tomlin be your fluffer next time you have sex.
Whoa. I don't think so.
No? For a ring? Once in a lifetime. No one has
to. Well, I got one already, so.
Okay, all right. For your second win. All right. Now, you have kind of a funny last name, right?
Why is it funny?
Well, you don't have to pretend like that people hadn't made fun of you before.
It's not funny in my household. They like it.
I bet in school, though, I bet you that
nobody,
kids are mean.
Nah, they weren't mean to me.
They weren't?
No.
Okay.
I was a part-time dentist. I used to knock teeth out.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay.
Well, would you change your name right now to the name of the last name of the fullback for the Green Bay Packers to win the Super Bowl?
No.
You wouldn't do that?
No.
That's a safe one. Would you get Vince Lombardi tattooed on your left testicle to win the Super Bowl?
If it's going to guarantee it, yeah, I'd do it.
You would? It's there permanently?
Hey, man. At least I get a shot of greatness.
All right. Try and sneak an Uzi into the locker room. You may get caught, you may not, but you sneak it in. If it works, you win.
To win?
Yeah.
Yeah. What the hell? Why not?
Uzi? Let Lima Swede fart on your pregame meal.
Yeah. A little seasoning. There's nothing wrong with a little extra seasoning.
Gross.
All right. Would you dip your butt in a koi pond and let the fish clean it?
Man, where do you guys get this from? Nut jumps out here. Some dude asked me some bizarre shit over there. I had to walk away from him. You about to get walked away from too. Your last question.
Last question? Okay. Wear personalized eye black, you know, like zip codes that people wear and stuff like that, or area codes and stuff like that. Would you wear, though, personalized license plate that said on the left eye, and on the right eye, sucker?
No doubt. Definitely would do it.
You would?
Yep. Definitely would.
All right, bro. Thanks. Bro.
Oh, my God.
So he's wanting to know where you guys come up with this stuff, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
He already had to walk away from somebody.
To a koi pond and let the fish clean it.
That's the question that got him mad.
Yes.
Of all the questions.
Yeah.
You asked him if he'd put sea esser on his eye black.
Right.
And he was fine with that.
His name to the Packers fullback.
Right.
And he's ready to go along with that to win a Super Bowl.
Boy, but when it comes to cleaning your ass with fish,
I'm telling you,
look out.
What was his facial expression when you asked him about the Packer fullback? I'm just curious if he
didn't laugh at all. He did not laugh at all. He was like, no, no. And when I asked him the koi pond thing, he pushed my shoulder. Like, come on, man. Where y'all come up with this S? And I was just kind of like,
you think
whoa.
You could have taken him?
Willie Colon? Yeah, I could have taken him. But the thing is that struck me about that is, yeah, that was the one question that got him. But that's how crazy that statement is. And that's why initially we laughed so hard when you said that.
Because well, he said it.
Well, yeah, when Mike said that initially.
I just said I needed to clean my butt.
Right. And when
we hear it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know who's going to be there?
The host?
Who?
P. Diddy.
You're kidding.
No.
Yes.
Wow.
Well,
what are they calling it? Zouk?
Zook?
Zook?
Yeah.
Zook?
Uh-huh.
I think he's
after
called,
the Florida coach?
He's Diddy Dirty Money now, isn't he?
Yeah, he is Diddy Dirty Money.
I don't know, but they've invited us to go.
I have to clean my butt. I can't make it.
God. So what are you going to do? Go out and dip your butt into a koi pond and let the fish clean it?
This is the funniest thing you've ever said.
I mean,
it really is.
It's just insane.
I know.
Where did that come from?
I'm not a funny guy.
It's just completely insane.
Mike told me how he came up with it, but I want him to tell us.
You came up with it pretty quick.
You were at a doctor's appointment or something that morning, or you saw some documentary on fish that clean other fish.
Oh,
and that
yeah,
was in your head.
Yeah, yeah. I was at a doctor's office, and up on the TV in the waiting room, they had something going on the Science Channel or some such,
science,
where there was this big fish who would just swim up by a school of smaller fish, and they would come up and start cleaning them off.
That happens a lot, those little parasitic fish.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a natural part of the fish world.
Yeah, well, out of all that, that's how crazy that statement is that set Willie Colon off. Would you dip your butt into a koi pond and let the fish clean? Come on, man.
Dip your butt into a koi pond and let the fish clean it.
Couldn't even get it out.
I know.
It's so insane.
Actually, a visual of you actually doing that came to mind.
So was he visibly mad at that question? Or was he just kind of like, what are you doing?
I don't know. He just wanted to leave.
All right, we need to remember this and try it again sometime.
Yes.
Okay. And see if it arouses that same type of reaction in others. Or maybe Willie Colon is just coy sensitive.
All right, here's a guy. He says, I work from home with my kids at home. Last week, and they are not allowed to listen to your sinful filth. I used headphones. It got old, but I got to listen to some Radio Gold, so it was worth it. You guys are the best. Wu-ta, he-na-na.
Mark that under who gives a...
That's his sign-off.
Wu-ta.
Wu-ta.
Wu-ta, he-na-na.
I like how he shortened it. Wu-ta, he-na-na.
So...
That's it. The end. Quit jacking with that, man.
There's so many possibilities.
Hey, he's shooping. That's what he does.
That's me in slow motion just making a Bruce Lee roundhouse on somebody. Right into the throat.
Hachikapatawutahinana.
You just flying through the air and then the 360 just really
slow.
Oh, yeah,
as I'm screaming.
All right, up next, changes on the Mavericks television broadcast crew.
Hello, this is Dan McDowell. Please tune in to Bad Radio. Thursday, noon to 3, especially at 12:50, Homer Call of the Week playoffs. That's 12:50, Thursday on Bad Radio.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, kicked more ass than the Packers at Super Bowl 45.